The machinery on the left-hand side of this room is almost a mirror image of that on the right-hand side. It was driven by a second wheel situated on the other side of the left-hand wall. This second wooden wheel drove three pairs of stones. If all five pairs of stones were run at once, the mill could grind 1.5 tons per hour. Any or all of the stone nuts can be disengaged from its spur wheel so that the mill could work with fewer than five pairs of stones running, or the power from the wheel could be used simply to power some of the other machinery, such as the sack hoist or the dresser, which we'll talk about more later. At the back of the room, you can see an original Quemby grain bag. The Quembys were the last millers at Bromham Mill, and these bags are not very common. The mill only has one other, which is in a bad state and is on display in the wildlife room. Grain bags weighed 18 stone when full. Obviously, this was too heavy to carry, so there is a sack hoist going through two sets of trapdoors into the roof space. The ring and chain you can see hanging from the ceiling in the middle of the room make a noose, which is tightened around the neck of the bag. The sack hoist is controlled by the string you can see behind the chain and runs off the power from the wheel. If you would like to hear more about the history of the machinery and the buildings, keep listening. However, if you would prefer to move straight on to the next area of the building, skip forward to track 7.